Chapter 2. My Neighborhood. Now, let me tell you something about where we lived. My neighborhood was my world when I was growing up. It was a very cramped world. I did not like to go outside much because I was scared of things. I did not like to walk around without my father because a lot of the men were out of work and would sit in their cars and on the stoops and whistle at my mother. There were bars and liquor stores everywhere, and people were often fighting. If I was standing alone and waiting at the corner for a public bus, men would pull up and open the passenger side door, and there would be money on the seat. My mother had taught me well enough not to get in, but it was still scary and shocking, and I had to learn to say no and look mad. When I got off the bus after school, sometimes I felt as though I was being followed, and I would wave up at empty windows to give the impression that someone had their eye on me. In fact, I could not go to the corner grocery store without one of my parents watching me the whole way from our window. My little brother was braver than I was and rebelled. He played outside and would not always tell my father where he was going. Even when he was very little, he was not afraid of taking dares and getting in fights and playing with matches if it meant he could make friends. He would be outside all day, playing baseball in the back parking lots. He had a much nicer time, I think. Here is a tour of some places you would have found in my neighborhood all those years ago. Take my father's hand, and you won't have to be afraid. Woolworths. There was a store that they don't really have anymore. It was what my grandma called the Five and Dime, or Woolworths. Nowadays, we have Kmart and Walmart and Target, and Woolworths was kind of like that, only the stuff was cheaper and easier to reach. They sold lots of everyday things all lined up in aisles, thread and yarn and needles, aprons, hanging plants and silk flowers, greeting cards, and perfumes that smelled like a drunk man's breath. The toys they sold were pretty good. Bubbles, dolls as tall as I was, toy cash registers, doctor's kits with candy pills, and bags of little plastic dinosaurs that my brother liked.